The water kissed my toes as I stepped into the ocean. Warm and soft. Swirling around my ankles like it knew me. I sighed. A deep, happy sound. And I lifted my face to the sun. It was warm. And so, so bright. The kind of brightness that softens the whole world. Makes everything glow golden and shimmery. My skin felt alive under it, soaking in the heat. My hair lifting in a breeze that carried salt air and a soft promise of summer. I walked a little deeper, feeling the sand give way under my feet. The water rising to kiss my calves, my knees. Higher still, until it wrapped around my hips like an embrace. The waves rocked me gently, pulling and pushing, teasing my balance, making my bikini cling tighter to my skin. I closed my eyes for a moment, just breathing it in. The warm air, the rhythmic hush of the tide, the weightlessness of the water holding me. I felt sexy. Beautiful. Beautiful in a way that had nothing to do with makeup or fancy clothes. Just sunlight and skin and the endless open sky. I didn't even hear you come up behind me. I only felt you. The heat of you. A little different from the sun. A little heavier. Your hands sliding onto my hips. Fingers splaying wide. Claiming me like I was something precious you'd found. I smiled, tipping my head back a little. Enough to brush against your chest. To feel the steady beat of your heart against my back. You didn't speak at first. Just held me. Just let me feel you. Standing there in the water with me. Like the rest of the world had quietly disappeared. Your nose found that place between my neck and shoulder. Breathing me in. I shivered. Not from the cold, but from the way your mouth brushed my skin. Lazy and reverent. A little wave rocked us, pushing me back against you. I gasped when I felt you. Already hard. Already needing me. Pressing against the curve of my ass under the water. Your fingers tightened on my hips. Pulling me closer like you couldn't help yourself.
I want you to feel what you do to me.
You murmured against my neck. Your voice rough with want. I tilted my head, giving you more of my throat. My shoulder. Silently begging you to taste me. And you did. Slow kisses along my skin, open-mouthed and greedy. The waves moved us together, like the ocean itself was trying to push us closer and closer. Your hips pressed into me with every swell, every gentle pull of the tide, and my body answered without thinking, arching, swaying, inviting. I could feel you through the thin fabric of your swim shorts. Thick and hot and desperate. Grinding against me with slow, helpless need. God. I loved it. I love the weight of you. The heat. The barely restrained hunger in your hands as they roamed over my stomach, my ribs, my waist. mapping me like a man starved. I let my hands cover yours, squeezing them against my hips, grounding myself. I should have pulled away. I should have thought about the fact that it was still a public beach, that someone could glance over and see us tangled together like that. God, just imagine if someone stopped to stare at us or asked us what we were doing. The thought made me giggle. A small, breathless sound that I tried to swallow, pressing a hand to my mouth. You felt it, though. The way my body shook with laughter. And it made you chuckle, too. Low and rough against my ear. Your arms tightened around me, squeezing me back to you. Until I could feel every inch of your need straining against me under the water. I should have moved away, but I didn't. I just couldn't. The waves kept rocking us, tilting our bodies together, like they were conspiring against my last shred of decency. Your mouth brushed the side of my neck again, soft and wet and slow, leaving trails of heat that even the ocean couldn't wash away. Your hands, God, those wicked hands, they slid slowly over my belly, mapping the curve of my waist, the dip of my hips, moving lower and lower still. Your touch was unhurried, following the lazy rhythm of the tide, every movement a slow seduction, a whisper against my skin, like the ocean itself was coaxing me open, rocking your fingers closer to the ache between my thighs. I bit my lip, trying to stay still, trying to pretend we were just another couple cuddling in the shallows. But when your fingers brushed over the edge of my bikini bottoms, ghosting against that sensitive spot, I gasped. Sharp and real and impossible to hide. You chuckled again, deep and soft and lovingly. The sound rumbling through my back like thunder over water. Your hand slipped inside. Slow. Daring. Finding me already slick. Already aching for you. You didn't rush. No. You teased. Stroking me in time with the waves. Lazy and relentless. Like you had all the time in the world to make me fall apart. My head fell back against your shoulder. My body betraying me completely. Hips moving with you in tiny, desperate circles that I couldn't stop. I needed more. I needed all of you. We couldn't. Not here. Not yet. My hands found your wrists, holding you to me. Not to stop you. No, never to stop you. But just to feel something solid. Something real. While the rest of the world melted away. Another wave pushed against us. Hard and sudden. Grinding my ass back against you, making you groan low against my ear. I smiled, wicked and shy and so, so ready to be bad. I let my hand trail down behind me, finding the hard, desperate shape of you through your swim shorts. I mean, fair's fair, right? My fingers curled around you, squeezing through the wet fabric, feeling how hot you were. You hissed against my skin, your mouth dropping open against the side of my neck. I smiled, slow and wicked, rubbing you in slow, tight strokes. Just enough to make you twitch against my palm. Your hand answered with a slow, lazy circle right over my clit, sending little lightning bolts shooting up my spine, making my knees tremble. The water shifted around us again, a little wave rocking our bodies together, pushing my ass harder against you, grinding my palm tighter around your cock. I felt you shudder, a full body tremble, and it made me bolder. My hand slid lower, shaping you more firmly through your shorts, stroking you, slow, mean, and delicious. You cursed under your breath, a low, broken sound, and then dipped your fingers deeper inside me, parting my folds, teasing my entrance with maddening care. I bucked against your hand, helpless to the way you played with me, like you could pull pleasure out of me with nothing but patience and skill. Your teeth grazed my shoulder, and you whispered, filthy and sweet and so terrible.
Heck normal, baby. You're just a girl.
My cheeks burned. If anyone looked at us now, maybe they would think we were cuddling. They wouldn't see the way your fingers were stroking me under the water. Wouldn't see the way I was jerking you off slow and tight behind my back. They wouldn't see the desperate little tremors racking my body, the way my breathing broke against the wind. Your free hand, the one not buried between my thighs, slid up, cupping my breast through my bikini top, thumb teasing the aching point of my nipple until I arched into your touch. You were everywhere, inside me, around me, filling every space I had left to give. I tightened my grip around you, stroking a little faster now, a little meaner, dragging another broken moan from your lips.
Oh, fuck.
You whispered, hips jerking against my ass.
You keep that up and I...
What? You gonna fuck me right here? You growled low in your throat, hips grinding against me in helpless, tiny thrusts. And it was the sexiest thing I'd ever felt. The pleasure built inside me, slow and merciless, rising with the rhythm of the ocean, the sun, the salt, the press of your body against mine. Every slow circle of your fingers wound me tighter. Every stroke of my hand around your cock made you harder, hotter, meatier. We were two live wires tangled together, barely holding on, barely remembering where we were and what we couldn't have. God, I wanted to come for you so bad. I wanted you to come for me. Right there, where the whole world could see if only they knew where to look. We didn't. No, we held it. We stayed on that beautiful, terrible knife's edge, trembling, panting, lost in each other. Until a burst of high-pitched laughter carried over the waves. Small, innocent, unmistakable. I froze in your arms, blood pounding in my ears. We both stilled, bodies taut and trembling, caught between lust and sudden guilt. I covered my face with my hands, sinking down into the water until it closed over my head, cool and sharp against my burning skin. When I surfaced, you were laughing too, low and breathless, scrubbing a hand over your face like you couldn't believe what almost happened. I splashed you. A playful, wicked slap of water against your chest. You gasped in mock outrage, chasing me through the shallows with splashing hands. We ducked and dived, grinning like kids, the thick heat between us broken by the cool shock of the water and the laughter that spilled too easily between us. I swam closer, circling you, my eyes dropping meaningfully to where the water lapped against your hips. You sure you can get out like that? You barked a laugh, tossing your head back, then dove under with a powerful sweep of your arms, disappearing into the deeper water. I shook my head, grinning knowingly, waded back toward our spot on the sand. The sun kissed my shoulders as I grabbed my towel, slipping my little sundress over my still damp skin. I squeezed the water from my hair, skinning the beach, now almost completely deserted. And when the coast was clear, I whistled low, calling you back. You emerged a moment later, water streaming from your body, shorts clinging obscenely tight against the obvious, insistent bulge between your thighs. Even after cooling off, you were still so hard for me. You adjusted yourself discreetly under your towel, shooting me a look that was all heat and mischief. We packed up our things in a quick, efficient blur, neither of us speaking much, but the air between us, buzzing, electric. Charged. The short walk to the car felt like an eternity. Every glance, every accidental brush of fingers or shoulders lit tiny fires all along my skin. You tossed the last bag into the trunk and slammed it shut. And then I was against the side door, breath stolen, your hands gripping my hips like you might break me if you weren't careful. Your body pressed into mine, hot, solid, undeniable. You took a quick, careful look around, the parking lot empty, the little grove of trees hiding us completely. Then my dress rode up under your hands, cool air brushing my thighs as you found the thin, soaked slip of fabric barely covering me. You pushed it aside, bearing me to your fingers, lifting me up easily, pinning me between the car and your burning, hot body. Your mouth crushed to mine, hot and desperate and clamming. And I wrapped my legs around your hips without thinking, heart pounding, need roaring back through me like a tidal wave. Your breath was hot against my face, your fingers still exploring, cupping my ass, squeezing. But for now, we stayed like that, caught between sunlight and sin, dripping with the ocean, and everything we hadn't done yet.